It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I gotta believe you can't not like what you saw last night. The things that maybe you didn't do well, pretty marginal type things. You ran the ball better than the Jets. You threw the ball better than the Jets. Your special teams were better than the Jets.
You coached better.
And that game was in hand at the midway point of the second quarter.
Yeah, and I'll go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, the whole offseason was about, you know, the bitterness and the taste that was left in Niner fans' mouth from losing the biggest game that there is to win the trophy, right? But at the end of the day, I think a lot of that time, that downtime, you don't focus on the good. And the good, Steiny, is what reminded me last night as I was in the stadium and had the pleasure to do so, is this team is badass. This team can be without one of its best, if not the best player, and still function. And that is a byproduct of Kyle Shanahan. And the more I think about it, McCaffrey, Steiny, take your time. You know, because Jordan Mason showed everybody, you know what? I can handle it until you come back. We all knew Brandon Ayuk was going to be maybe slow to the party or a bit hampered or a bit rusty. I thought the Manning critique was a bit strong. Should have got that touchdown. But at the end of the day, they still had other guys as options. And to see Juwan Jennings just pick up right where he left off, 5 targets, 5 catches, Kittle contribute, use check. This team is a monster. It really is, Donnie, and I can't give a trophy to a head coach after week one like I want to, but sitting in that stadium last night was just a reminder that Kyle Shanahan is one ring away from being one of the greats to ever do it, and that's how I really feel. But he has to deliver. They do.
888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation and talk about your San Francisco 49ers. Also, Kyle Shanahan is on a conference call with writers as we speak, and we are going to get that for you. We're going to cut it up, and we're going to play a lot of that for you probably around 12 or as soon as possible. 11:30, 12, 12:30, soon as possible. But in the meantime, Shanahan was asked about McCaffrey, and what Shanahan said is this: Christian has Achilles tendonitis. I believe if it was a playoff game, he would have played last night. So there you have it. Sounds like a precaution for McCaffrey last night, and Kyle Shanahan saying if it were a playoff game, he probably would have played.
Okay.
So there you go.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just let that there because a couple weeks ago, that same verbiage, you know, I'm paraphrasing from Kyle Stein, he had it been a regular season game, he would be ready to go.
Let's go to Jeff. Jeff's in Oakland. Wants to jump in. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, man? What do you got?
Okay, guys. I got... Colton McKivitz is the worst right tackle in football. Let me back that up. He was dominated by a defensive back. He got pretty nailed badly in the first series. He got called for 2 penalties, which cost a touchdown. That guy is going to get pretty hurt bad. I hope Shanahan's listening. And, you know, they think they're getting a good deal because they don't pay him very much. But mark my words, if they don't replace him, Purdy's going to get hurt bad.
Appreciate it, Jeff. Jeff, very disappointed in McKivitz.
Well, Purdy threw the ball 29 times, Donnie, and McKivitz only gave up 2 pressures. I think Brindle gave up 2. Pooney and Banks and the rest of the game gave up 1. So I didn't see it as glaring as he did. But last thing about that report from Kyle. Donnie, if that is tendonitis of that area, I mean, there's no way he sees the field Sunday against the Vikings. For me, if I'm coaching. How about you?
I couldn't make that determination as a fan. I'd need the information that they're getting inside the building. I don't know. I have no idea whether you play him or not. You know, I mean, to me, the way I look at an injury is, Okay, well, no way you play him week two. Okay, well, then what about week three? What about week four?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Whenever you decide to play him, there's going to be people who are going to be worried about it.
Because Greenlaw dealt with this all year. And we'd see him hop off the field. He was a soldier. But eventually we saw what happened in the Super Bowl. And then we had Emmanuel Acho on, you know, before the game. And we got this news just talking about he hates hearing the word calf. You know what I mean? And, yeah, Stoney, I guess I'm just telling you, I would be like, hey, let's live another day. We don't have to rush you back.
Let's go to Waterman. Waterman's in Corte Madera. What's up, Waterman? How you doing, man? What'd you think about that Niners game last night?
Honestly, guys, I was pleasantly surprised. I know I've called in and maybe been more on the negative, and that's just how I was feeling. Still, maybe I have Super Bowl hangover from the loss, unfortunately. So, but I was happy with the team. Wish they could punch the ball in the end zone more. I thought Purdy had a good game, a good, solid game. There's two plays I wish he could, you know, had back, and that was that he airmailed Juszczyk on the side, like the right sideline on a second down, and then it was like third and two, and he decided instead of throwing to Mason in the flat, we would have had the first down, he threw into really tight coverage, and I thought it was Kittle, but it was the other tight end, the backup tight end, that wound up getting knocked away. So wish he could see that as, you know, just take the first down and then make those plays. But other than that, Purdy, great game.
Hey, let me ask you this. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the trick play where he gave it to Mason who got popped and he gave it to Debo, and Debo looked like it was great to elude the defenders, but I thought that was a little too cute.
Yeah, no, I think that was that. I think that they practiced that. That's called per dog or something that he was saying. I think that was their play, right, that they practiced in preseason. But anyway, yeah, that was getting a little too cute. My only complaint about Kyle still is, and don't get me wrong, masterful last 5.5 minutes of holding the ball in the first half, second quarter, to basically kill the clock and not allow the Jets the ball for what felt like 40 minutes. But he just seems like he's not aggressive in the last like minute of the game. Like here they get down to like the 14 yard line. And I just feel like the clock just runs and runs and runs. And I feel like we get the time gets squandered. Yeah. Okay. We wound up kicking the field goal. That's good. We got the points. Okay. But I wish there was a little more aggressiveness there. Because I feel like there's a history of that with Shanahan in the last, having the ball with the last possession of the first half. My only last thing, and guys, that I know it's NFL wide, it's not just the Niners. What is going on with the referees right now? The calls, yeah. No calls. Is there ever anything that happens to the referees? I know they get graded and all that, but. I want to see something happen where, I mean, everybody saw it on national television, Bosa getting completely choked and, you know, spun up and held, and there's never a flag for that guy. And then the bogus Debo hold on Mason's run, and then they throw the flag on Juszczyk, and then, you know, New York has to tell him, no, that pick it up. It's hard to watch sometimes, and I know it's all fast action, and they're making quick decisions, but these guys are the guys who do this for a living. I mean, I don't know, but otherwise, the win did make me feel better. It is only one.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Game, there's 16 to go. Let's hope McCaffrey can get healthy. I personally don't want him to play in Minnesota, especially on that turf. Let him heal. I think Mason can take the load, no problem. And let's hope for a good season ahead of us. Like I said, I'll say this again. I hope I'm wrong. I hope the Niners can get to the playoffs and get to the Super Bowl. But we got to obviously see more, guys. Thank you so much for taking the call.
Yeah. If he was preaching, Stani, I would put some money in his basket that went around. Because I'm going to say this about the refereeing. If I see another flag for a legal formation, I'm like, good God. And I was upstairs. If a play's going one way and you throw a flag on the other side of the field, did that really have any impact on the play that was on the other side, Stani? Like, that happened last night, and I'm just like, I don't know what it's about, but I feel like the refs went to a class and they went to the chalkboard and said, we're going to call illegal formation as much as we possibly can, because this first week of games, that yellow handkerchief for that certain penalty, Stani, has been down there, and I'm like, good God.
I mean,
man,
if it's an illegal formation, it's an illegal formation. I didn't see a lot of complaints. I mean, I didn't notice the officials last night. Mm. I thought,
but Debo gets held. Bosa gets held.
You can't rush the quarterback with your back. I mean, he turned his back on the dude.
Right, but if you even go back to the Super Bowl, I'm not caping up for him. There are videos out there of him blatantly being held.
And I'm sure Aaron Donald has a video of him getting held, and TJ Watt probably has videos of him getting held.
I just noticed this, like, illegal formation is the point of emphasis all of a sudden.
Well, then you got to stay set on that line of scrimmage. Well, I'll tell you who else looked good last night. Cowing, the punt returner. Very sure-handed. Very sure-handed, Jacob Cowan, I thought. I think it's nothing like having a guy back there that you feel confident in. He looked like he knew exactly what he was doing. 888-957-9570 is the number. Niners 1-0 after an impressive performance against the New York Jets. Everybody with a part of it, the running game, the passing games, the kicking game, and the 49ers take home a victory last night on Monday Night Football against the New York Jets. See, this is what I wrote down on the Juszczyk play. I thought it was a great job by the refs picking up the flag on the Juszczyk offensive interference. When I first saw the play, I didn't think it was a running play. I thought it was a passing play, so I thought the call was a good one. But then when they showed the replay, it was obvious that he threw the ball behind the line of scrimmage, which made it a run play. I mean,
and the explanation was real and correct, and nothing to see here.
I mean,
and they what did you say? They rectified it.
Yeah,
they fixed it.
They picked up the flag and got the call right on the on that play, that particular play. I mean, that's kind of all you can ask. 888-957-9570 is the number. It's time to talk about a game, not practice, not a practice guys missed, but a game. And the 49ers win 32-19. They did it without Christian McCaffrey. 39 minutes of possession. Jordan Mason carries 28 times. The most carries in a regular season game for a Kyle Shanahan team in San Francisco. I think Raheem Mostert had a playoff game where he carried 29 times one game. But this was the most carries that a Kyle Shanahan running back has had since he's been in San Francisco. Aaron Rodgers, I thought he looked very ordinary, not super mobile. I didn't think that he made the plays when he gets flushed out of the pocket like he normally does. The other thing I was thinking, and I know it didn't happen last night because they handed the ball to Mason 28 times, but maybe one silver lining with not having McCaffrey, and again, I'm calling it a silver lining. I'm not saying this is the way you want to do it. Mm-hmm. But, and again, Mason carried 28 times last night, but the thing about McCaffrey is when you have him, he's going to get the ball 25 times a game. He's going to carry it 18. He's going to catch five or six, and he's probably going to get to 25 touches. And the thing I'm wondering about is if Mason's going to be the running back for the time being, they clearly don't throw the ball to Mason like they throw it to McCaffrey.
Right.
So does the fact that Mason is back there and he's not necessarily someone that has to get 25 touches a game, is it possible that the silver lining with Mason is you can spread the ball around to more players because you don't have one guy? And I'm not saying, again, last night I know he had 28 carries, but if you don't want to run him 28 times game in and game out, the fact of the matter is you're not going to throw it to him as much as you throw it to McCaffrey, so those catches are going to have to come from other places. And maybe the silver lining to having McCaffrey out is that you're going to need more from every other player not named McCaffrey, and then you get McCaffrey back, and everybody's kind of ready to roll.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that, but I do wonder, not having McCaffrey, Stoney back there in the dual threat, if I'm a defense, does anybody else scare you like he does? And that's why I was just pointing out 2 of 5 in the red zone for the Niners. Maybe would that have been 4 or 5 just with the threat of McCaffrey back there. But I won't fight you at all, or anybody for that matter, on – you know, the Niners making the best out of a, you know, a bad situation in regard to not having them and other people get involved. But, yeah, other guys are going to have to step up. Last night they did. And the main guy was J.P. Mason.
Yeah, and the way I'm going to kind of look at this McCaffrey injury is maybe it's going to be a blessing in disguise somehow. We all know 17 games is too many to play in the NFL.
Well, man.
It just is. And I think the regular season is a long regular season. And I get that there's only 17 games, but by the same token, 17 games is a lot. And I think the 49ers are in a great spot here to rest McCaffrey, over-rest McCaffrey if you can, or if you even need to. And then you get him back when you get him back, and then you're ready to roll. But I would have no problem if McCaffrey plays 12 games this year, as long as the 12 games lead into the playoffs, Goo.
Yeah, well, I'll just say this. It's about what we saw or what we didn't see from Aaron Rodgers, right? And I don't want to be that drastic, but he was away from the game, and there was obviously a rust factor. Not so much with Trent Williams, who was dominant, but Brandon Ayuk, you can tell there was a rust factor. And what do they say about the NFL, Stoney? You want continuity. And I'm not saying Christian McCaffrey, to your point, cannot benefit from a game or two if he's going to miss. But my fear is when he comes back and us to expect that player to pick up right where they left off. You know, you gotta work up a lather. You gotta be in rhythm. So whenever that time does come for Christian McCaffrey, Stoney, and there are weeks or Sundays, Mondays he's not hit, I'm sure that's great. But at the same time, these guys are not robots, and I'm looking at one Brandon Ayuk who there was no doubt didn't come down with a couple balls because of the rust factor, and you just wonder, okay, like you said, it's a long season, 60 more games, brother gonna work it out. But as far as McCaffrey, it's not just when he's back. I do wonder, Stoney, how the body in that calf and Achilles is going to react from the pounding.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.